This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, off to banking now. Here's a variation on the payday lending story we have all come to know. You borrow money from some generic-sounding payday lender, an online one in this particular instance. They load on fees, maybe a couple of 100% interest, and then they take your monthly payments out of your bank account electronically right after your paycheck lands, minutes afterwards. Tricky, right? Well, after some pressure from consumer advocates, one very big bank, JPMorgan Chase by name, says it's not going to help those online payday lenders get to your money quite so easily. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Charmaine Smith, a 33-year-old office assistant from Birmingham, is going to help us understand how this works. A couple years ago, she was
just trying to make it, and I was also in a relationship where it was financially draining. I was pretty much the only one working.
She borrowed $1,600, plus more than $500 more in fees and interest from two different lenders she found online. Then her salary couldn't keep up.
They wanted their money, and they withdrew it no matter what. And even when, like, I closed that account, they kept trying. If it was on the 15th, it was like the 15th at 1 o'clock, the 15th at 3 o'clock. So I'm getting all these overdraft fees.
Now, there are two issues here. The online lender, its outrageously high interest rates and aggressive collection practices. Then there's her own bank's role, helping the online lender to take her money and loading on its own fees in the process.
What we've seen is that banks are really trying to profit from this practice of refusing to allow their customers to stop these payments.
That's public interest lawyer Susan Shin. Her group has filed a lawsuit against JPMorgan Chase. She says federal law requires banks to let customers cancel automatic withdrawals and close accounts. JPMorgan Chase said today it'll stop charging its customers repeated overdraft fees and make it easier for customers to get out of the online lender's clutches. Banking analyst Bert Ely thinks other banks will follow suit, but
most people don't deal with payday lenders, so I doubt how much additional revenue the banks are getting through these overdrafts.
Ely thinks these customers actually cost banks as they sort out when to let the payday lenders do their stuff and when to slam the electronic door shut. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.